This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. A legacy is what you leave behind when you leave. It's what people will remember about you after you're gone. It's not something we think about all the time, but I want to talk about this question today. What legacy will you leave behind? I'm sure you want to live a long time, maybe till you're 100 plus, but the question remains, what are you going to leave behind and what will others say about you? Was the Nobel Prize winner Martin Luther King Jr., who died there back in 1968. And he was once asked, what do you want us to say about you at your funeral? He said, I don't want a long funeral. I don't want any long speeches. No mention of my 400 awards. He said, that's not important. He said, tell them that I tried to give my life serving others. I tried to feed the hungry. So that's Martin Luther King. And it's true that today his name and legacy does live on. There's no doubt about that. It was a person called Sir Nicholas Winton, who was a stockbroker back in 1938, a terrible time when Hitler's troops began to march into Czechoslovakia. Now, Winton knew that something evil was going on. He quit his job as a stockbroker and began to charter trains to raise money and transport the Jewish children out of Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia and Poland. And you know, history records this. Because of him, 699 Jewish children escaped what would have been imminent death in the Nazi prison camps. Now, one of these 699 children was a lady called Vera Gissing, and she said, this man not only saved 699 of us, he saved a whole generation. You see, we've had children and grandchildren, and because of him, there are about 7,000 of us alive. Now, isn't that a real live legacy? So how obvious is it that life has a meaning? We need to discover, I think, that meaning for ourselves. And when we die, everything we own or did becomes useless, unless it brought value and joy to other people. So your legacy and mine is all that really matters in the end. Did you help others? Did you give encouragement, hope to other people? It's really not about money. It's more than that. It's surely not just to have an enormous wealth of experiences even, and there's nothing wrong with experiences of life, but it's to have the time and the energy and resources to give something of yourself back to others. Now, if you have a family, I guess you want to leave good memories for your children and your grandchildren. And will you be remembered as a kind, caring, generous person, genuine person? And I think as we get older, we need to make this conscious decision to love others unconditionally. Now, this is so important, because we don't know really how many years God will give us. Hopefully it will be a long time. So do you have convictions and beliefs that matter? It was Thomas Carlyle who said that conviction is worthless until it converts itself into daily conduct. I mean, we talk about people like David Livingstone, you know, the hero of the 19th century, a great missionary and explorer. His life, his whole life was an absolute inspiration. And he said, I will go anywhere in the world as long as it is forward. So there's no doubt about his wonderful living legacy. It was the psychologist Erik Erikson who used to say, I am what survives of me. Well, unlike what the Bible also says about legacy, in Psalm 112 we read, the Lord blesses everyone who worships him and gladly obeys his teaching. Their descendants will have power in the land because the Lord blesses all who do right. They will be remembered for their fairness. They will be kind, merciful and good, and they will be a light in the dark for others who do the right thing. That's in Psalm 112. And then in Proverbs 10, verse 7, we read, good people are remembered long after they're gone, but the wicked are soon forgotten. So the old saying is true. You can't take it with you when you die. When our lives come to an end, it won't matter what was in the bank or how many houses you had. It will be what impact did I make on the lives of people who God brought across my path? I think they're a very interesting question. Proverbs 22:1, a good reputation and respect are worth more than silver and gold. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you that it's important that legacies are valuable. Thank you, dear Lord, that we can leave behind a good legacy. Help us to do that, I pray, in Jesus' name.